This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Another person who protested the death of George Floyd 2 years ago is suing Denver police. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
According to the lawsuit, Lindsay Minter was peacefully protesting at a rally in May 2020. After it was over, she was trying to reach her car and she encountered a police line. An officer threw projectiles at her and she was hit in the face. According to the lawsuit, she lost a tooth and had to have a bone graft and has lingering pain from the incident. A spokeswoman for the city attorney's office had no comment on the pending litigation. This is among a handful of lawsuits filed against the city for how it handled protests against police brutality. A jury awarded a group of demonstrators $14 million in damages in March. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Planning has begun to commemorate American and Colorado history in 2026. That's when the U.S. will celebrate its 250th anniversary of independence. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The same year the U.S. celebrates its semi-quincentennial, Colorado will reach its sesquicentennial, or 150 years since statehood. Governor Jared Polis signed a law this week creating the America 250 Colorado 150 Commission. The group will create historical documents, arrange events, and build knowledge about the history of communities of color, women, and people with disabilities. Observance is expected to begin in July 2025 and last through 2026. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And this is CPR.